And we are back here. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. I'm trying to talk Seal Gasecki into heading across the street and trying those Fruit Loop donuts over there at Hardee's. If you're on your way to work this morning and you're wanting yourself a quick little breakfast or maybe just a cup of coffee, well, there's no line over there at Hardee's right now. Stop on by, grab yourself something to eat or drink. And if you decide you want to try those Fruit Loop donuts, tell them Scott from the radio sent you. They will make sure to harass me about that later on today. Seal Gasecki in here, Master Gardener. Seal, it's always good to have you in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
It's a strange weekend ahead of us weather-wise, and I want to talk to you about that because this time of year, I know that people are getting ready for fall. They've got their mums out there trying to get all their winter decorations set up. And as far as stuff out there in the garden, it is an interesting time because there's some stuff that's just now turning ripe or has been ripe for a little bit of time. There's a lot of stuff that you're getting ready to be done with for the year.
Yeah, this time of year, you don't want to be fertilizing your perennials, especially your roses and stuff. Okay, you don't want to do that. I think we talked about this last year, but we'll reiterate. This is a time of year that the plants don't grow above ground.
Right.
It's the root systems that grow. You don't see what's going on, but if you fertilize with a fertilizer with a lot of nitrogen, the first number in the three numbers that you see, you're going to be promoting growth instead of above the ground instead of below the ground.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you don't want to do that this time of year.
Okay,
but you do still want to pay attention to water. And I know this weekend we're going to be saved by this, but you may have noticed things wilting in your yard this time of year. They still need to be watered. And even after this weekend, you do need to pay attention. I mean, granted, we may get 2 inches of rain, but a week or so down the way, if it's dry, you may have to water a little bit until things start to go dormant, okay? And even over the winter, if you see some things, we have an especially dry winter, if you have some good days in the winter, sometimes it's not a bad idea to get out the hose and water a little bit, okay? Not a lot of people do it, but if we have a dry spell,
And especially if it's been dry for a little bit and those temperatures are hovering right around the freezing mark, it'll evaporate that moisture out of the soil. So
absolutely. So you do want to pay attention even though it's fall. I think when we get to fall, we kind of forget about still wanting to water, but it's still important. And I know everybody realizes it this past week and a half with the hot weather, okay?
Yes.
But you'll need to pay attention to it in October as well.
Yep. And even into November, there's still some stuff there in the ground. Depending on the temperatures, we may still have some stuff that's green well into November, sometimes even into early December.
Well,
and pay attention to what it, you know, what your plants are looking like. If it has been dry, it doesn't hurt to give them a little splash of water.
No, absolutely not. I mean, our average frost free date's the middle of October, but our weather is such that even if we get one on time or early, we still get a lot of nice. It's not like our weather changes to cold, so to speak.
Right.
We get these little spots of frost, especially in the valleys. Okay, a lot of little microclimates going on there. But it doesn't mean that everything has turned off and stopped and gone dormant. You may have lost some leaves and stuff, but you still got to pay attention to what's going on.
Yep.
Okay, so that you want to take care of. It's also a good time of year to think about, if you haven't already started a winter and fall garden, vegetable garden, it's not too late. You want to stick to leafy vegetables at this point, your lettuces and kales and spinaches, but it's still possible for you to do it. And think about something that a container that you might be able to move into the garage on those couple of bad nights.
Something that's portable.
All right, so it's something you can throw on a dolly or something that's on wheels or something close to the house that you can cover or whatever. Because lettuces and such stand up to the frost fairly well. They may wilt a little bit, but you'll see them come back like pansies do.
Right.
All right. And you can keep those well into December many times.
Oh, okay.
All right. Depending how tough our winter is, you may have leafy greens all season.
Right.
Okay. So the cut and come again type lettuces are good ones to have for this time of year. Spinach, if you're into something a little stronger, the kales and mesclun are good choices as well. So think about that. Okay. And think about your flower pots. I mean, now is the time of year to refreshen them with the fall things, but think ahead with what you're planting with something that you might be able to carry over into your winter decorations, especially on your front porch and such.
Okay.
If you buy a small evergreen and put it in there and stick that in with your mums and your pansies and kale and those kind of things, maybe little grasses, when you clean it out after fall is over and you're decorating for Christmas, those evergreens will do double duty. duty.
Right.
All right. And depending on the size of your container and the severity of the winter, it may be something you can use in spring, or it may be something you can move into your garden. Mm-hmm. So plan ahead in that fashion.
And it doesn't take much time at all to do that extra work it takes to get yourself a nice little arrangement like that, a couple of plants together that may carry over into the next year.
Absolutely. Okay. Just everything's on sale now. Be mm-hmm. a little creative. Okay.
Yep.
It's a great time to plan your garden for spring. I mean, we talked last month a little bit about taking stock of your garden and what's going on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Things that did well, things that didn't. It's a great time of year once the weather cools down in the next few weeks to think about splitting your perennials.
Okay.
Okay. Give them away to neighbors, put them in a different spot, but mm-hmm. to think about that, okay? So plan ahead. I mean, you always want to take some time, especially when the weather's a little calmer and such, to walk around and take stock of what's going on
okay.
out there.
I want to take a quick little detour right here. Annuals and perennials. I heard this conversation the other day between an elderly couple over there at one of our big box stores, and It was very interesting to listen to them discuss this at a little bit of a loud volume, and one insisted that annuals are this, and one insisted that perennials were this, and let's set the record straight right now. A perennial is?
A perennial is a plant that will come back for several years. Doesn't mean it comes back forever. Some last
right.
longer than others,
mm-hmm.
all right, but it will go dormant over the winter mm-hmm. and come back. An annual's lifespan is from spring till fall.
Right.
That's hence the name annual.
Annual,
okay.
There you go,
now,
yes.
Now, some annuals will drop seeds mm-hmm. and come back next year.
Right.
And it'll confuse people.
Right.
Okay?
But they're still only a one-year plant.
They're a one-year plant. The seeds drop and they're
yes.
germinating. Pansies will, snapdragons will sometimes do that
okay.
for you. Petunias will do it. Sometimes your marigolds will do it. Okay?
Okay.
I have zinnias that I've planted once that come back forever. Okay.
So all I'm going to wrap this up with is that she was right. Just, I want to say
imagine
she
that.
Was right.
okay.
It was highly entertaining to listen to the conversation. I try not to pay attention to things, you know, if somebody's having a discussion like that at that volume. But it was very entertaining. I don't know that we will ever convince him that an annual is only a one-year plant.
Well, that's unfortunate because that's
yes.
what it is.
Well, and you made the point, and that's the point I want to reiterate. They may drop seeds, and
yes.
it may seem like it is a perennial, but it is still a one-year plant. If it says annual, on it, it's good for 1 year. It may have some seeds. You may get it back the next year, but there's no guarantee that you're ever going to see it again.
No, there's no guarantee on
right.
an annual. Absolutely not. But many of them do.
Yes.
I mean, there's some do.
Well, and yeah, there's a large variety in this area that do.
There are, but depending on the kind of winter we have as well, that
oh,
may affect the seed's viability to come back.
Gotcha.
So if we have a severe winter, okay,
mm-hmm.
a lot of cold temperatures for an extended period of time,
right.
maybe very wet where the seeds might rot,
okay,
that may happen as well. And you may get them in an entirely different place,
yes.
okay? Birds will pick up the seeds
right.
and move them, and so
yep.
you'll sometimes get them coming up in unusual spots.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not.
Well, and speaking of things coming up in unusual spots, naked ladies have been appearing in my backyard on a regular basis now in spots that they were not planted. And so they do move around a little bit with the help of birds.
Well, birds and bulb, those are a bulb, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're probably getting critters to dig them up and move them.
Okay, did not know that.
Yeah, that's a bulb. In fact, it's a good time. Naked ladies is a good example of something you can dig up at different times of the year.
Okay.
Because they come up in spring with just leaves, which die down, and
okay.
then come up this time of year and go dormant. You can pick them up and dig them up anytime they're dormant.
Gotcha.
I dug some up yesterday.
Fantastic. All right, well, we're going to take a quick little break. Seal Gusecki in here in the studio, giving me a little bit of an education. Hopefully, you're getting a little bit, too. You're listening to The Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio. And we are back here, The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. It is a Wednesday morning, starting to see a little bit of clearing outside. Still some overcast conditions, partly cloudy off and on throughout the day today. Do want to remind you folks that are working outside, it may not be a heat advisory in effect just yet, May very well see one here this afternoon. If you're working outside here past noon today, make sure you got plenty of liquids out there with you. Got a whole lot warmer yesterday than what they'd expected. So if you are working outside today, take some fluids with you for yourself. And if you're working outside in your garden today, well, you might want to take some fluids out there for the plants too, because it's been warm outside.
It has been. I watered yesterday. I split some plants in spite of the heat, but I gave them plenty of water to get through it. I split some daylilies, which is a good time of year to do it. Okay. Also thinned out some stuff. It's a good time of year to thin out some of them perennials that are a little aggressive.
All right. Okay.
So do some of those things. Do not start pruning your shrubs and trees yet. You want to wait for them to
be patient. Yes.
You want to wait for them to go dormant. When they go dormant,
right.
You know, it'll take an inventory of what you want to work on when the weather changes, okay? But you want to wait till they're dormant before you start cutting.
And there is a little bit of a difference between trimming and pruning. And you can trim things back a little bit late in the summer and get away with it. This time of year, though, you really don't want to do much maintenance on those big bushes, those big shrubs outside.
No, you want to wait till they're dormant. You know, what happens if you start to cut away at a tree or a shrub this time of year is you're going to encourage it to grow. And like we talked earlier, you don't want to encourage things to grow above ground this time of year because you're taking strength from the roots, okay? So you'll have a better plant if you wait, okay? Take stock of what you want to do, and it's also easier to prune your shrubs and trees when the leaves aren't there. You can see better what you're doing, okay? When you prune your shrubs, you don't want to prune. You want to prune about a third when you do prune,
okay,
of the plant growth. And you want to take the thickest branches and you want to cut them as close to the ground as you can,
okay?
Then if you do need to do some aesthetic trimming on them just because it's a little too long here and there, you can go ahead and do that. But overall, you don't want to take more than a third off,
okay?
Same thing for trees. Take a look at them, okay? I've got a big old maple tree that I literally bought from the county, okay, with the tree trees that they offer from time to time. Bought it about 6 years ago. It's doing beautifully, but it was getting too low to the ground, and it was shading too many of my plants, and my sprinkler wasn't getting where it needed to.
Okay.
So I cut the bottom branches off of it. It was more tree than I thought it was when I cut them, which is generally the case.
Yep.
Okay. But yes, you want to take a look at them for all the kind of problems that you're having. If you're having a problem like I have, make note of it. Make yourself a little checklist and then go back when the time is right to do them.
Okay.
Your grasses, you do not want to prune them until late in the winter. They're going to start blooming right now and getting all the pretty little tufts and things on the top of them. So you don't, unless you have a rodent problem where you got to cut them down at the end of the season, okay, then leave them up until late winter.
Okay.
But late February-ish, you want to start cutting them back before the greens start coming up out of the ground.
Okay. So
okay?
A little bit of an early year project.
That's an early year project. There's something to do in the garden all year long if you put your mind to it, so that you're not, when spring comes, you know, it's spring, you want to be planting and fixing and all that good stuff. Okay. It's also not a bad time of year to mulch any of them bad spots, okay, to protect them for winter. Okay. Mulch is a nice little blanket, okay, and it keeps water in, it keeps heat out, depending on the time of year.
Right.
You're talking about. So if you've got some bare spots, this is the time of year to catch up on some of that stuff.
And speaking of mulch, is there anything that's preferred to keep your plants a little bit insulated over the winter as far as putting some mulch on some of them?
Use whatever kind of mulch that you're comfortable with and aesthetically what works. Do not use rock.
Do not use, that's,
okay.
Well, anybody that's lived in Arkansas for any length of time knows that if you have water falling from the sky, the rocks will grow from the ground. And so we don't need to add to the rock pot.
Except Tommy.
Tommy's like an exception. We don't need to add to the rock population, though, is what you're trying to say.
No, you don't want to put gravel-type rocks in your garden beds, okay?
Right.
It does not do anything to promote growth, okay?
Okay.
You also don't want to put any of that plastic in your garden beds or around your tree. It's keeping out water. It's just not, you've seen pictures of trees. I'm sure everyone has seen trees that are doing poorly in a shopping center type situation, and you see that they've got plastic coming up out from between the rock mulch that they put, and they wonder why the tree died.
Right.
Okay. You can't. You want to keep it more organic.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and the plastic will inhibit the growth, but it can't inhibit all growth. So Yes. It will also make sure that the water doesn't get to your roots on a tree, something like that. There's a lot of things that plastic are beneficial for. There's a lot of things plastics are not beneficial
for
in the garden.
Well, you know, they all say that, you know, the plastic is keeping the weeds from growing, but it's only keeping weeds from growing for a year or two because
yes.
Mother Nature is going to put little bit of dirt on mm-hmm. top of that plastic.
Yep.
And the weeds will grow in that, and perhaps their roots will poke a hole through.
Right.
And you have not solved anything. All you've done is create a bigger problem mm-hmm. for yourself. So, no, you don't want to do that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. What else?
It's just amazing to me. You and Tommy come in here with notes. It is absolutely amazing that you guys have so much stuff. Coming into this, I did not realize that there were so many things to worry about, to think about, to consider, to plan for with gardening. It is just amazing to me. And the notes you bring in every day, we don't get to half that stuff.
No, we generally don't get to all of it, but that's because I don't want to stumble in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right. We do want to talk about a little bit about our upcoming class for Master Gardeners, uh-huh. though we want to make a pitch for that a little bit here today. Our class is coming up October 17th through November 14th. Okay. They're once a week on Wednesdays.
Right.
They'll be held this year at the Farm Bureau Conference Room on 62 East, going out of town near
okay.
the entrance to the university.
Yep.
Okay. They go from 8:30 to 4, okay, uh-huh. and we have speakers over the internet. It's a live performance, so to speak.
Okay.
It's an interactive deal. You can ask questions back and forth. We've done that rather than bring the speakers in to economize.
Right.
Before, we were having to get a minimum number of new applicants every year to hold a class when we had the people physically come here.
Right.
This way, we can combine with other counties, and it doesn't matter what size
Perfect.
Class we have.
Okay.
And we generally have, we combine with Marion County for the classes, so they're
right.
available to come to
okay.
these as well. Okay. Classes are $100 per student, $150 for couples.
All right.
Okay. Master Gardeners requires that you give back to the community.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
The first year you're a Master Gardener, you have to put in 40 hours of work and 20 hours of education.
Okay.
Thereafter, it's 20 and 20. It's very easy to get your hours. Okay.
Yes.
You know about our monthly meetings. We have 9 of them a year that count for hours. And
okay.
you get an hour of work and an hour of education credit for each meeting you
oh,
attend.
Okay.
okay. All right. Working, I mean, all of you are thinking we're going to have to go work at those projects and get our hands dirty and all that.
Yep.
And if you're able, we'd love you to do it. But we have a lot of other things you can do to put in volunteer hours.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you can work on our seminar, okay? You can be some of the people planning for it, getting the catalogs that we give out and all those
right.
kind of things, okay? You can work on the plant sale, either by digging plants in your garden,
mm-hmm.
okay, or working the sale itself,
right.
okay? All right. You can work on the county fair horticulture room that we just had.
Just got
okay.
through with that. And by the way, a masterful job done by the Master Gardeners
well,
this year.
Thank you. And our two, Rick Gatewood and Toby Clausen, were our two chair people there. We want to thank them for a job
Did a
well
great
done.
Job this year.
But there's take-in days. There's days you're
mm-hmm.
there on duty during the fair.
Yep.
So there's a lot of time you can put in there, okay? We're at the farmer's market the first Saturday of every month, so you can work that. Every so often, some of the local businesses ask us to have an education booth. We've done it
mm-hmm.
at Walmart, at Orchlands, and those kind of things,
okay.
okay? You can work that. You work with a bunch of other people.
Yep.
You've got plenty of books to answer any questions you can't
yes.
answer. And most of the time, we've done it at Walmart, they had us planting seeds in a cup and giving them to kids. So it's a lot of
Very
fun.
Very cool.
Okay?
Very cool, yes.
It's a lot of fun. We do the Hatchery Outdoor Adventure, which this
yep.
year unfortunately got canceled.
Yeah, had a little bit of water come down,
okay,
yes, yeah.
But, and again, you can work at the project. So there's plenty you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, any education that you get yourself, reading gardening books and watching gardening programs,
okay.
those are education hours.
Oh, okay?
Okay. If you go to the seminar and listen to our speakers, those are education
right.
hours. So. Very few people don't make their hours
okay.
if they're active in the club. Okay?
Now, you mentioned about the classes. Can they still get registered for those, or
yes,
is still some
can.
Spaces?
Yes, there's still some spaces. Call the County Extension Office.
Okay.
Their number's 425-2335.
All right.
Or stop in the office. It's in the old police station.
Would love to talk to you over there.
Okay,
yep.
And right next to the VA office.
Yep.
Okay, so you can go over there and come in, get an application, fill it out.
Okay.
okay? We'd love to have you.
Yes.
Master Gardeners is active in a lot of things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see some of our projects, we do have an office right there at 5 South and 62B by the old police station.
Right.
There's a garden there, okay, at Cooper Park.
Yes.
Okay. Calista Ouellette, which
mm-hmm.
is all native plants, good thing to come different
yes.
times of the year, see what's blooming. We have one at the hatchery. Mm-hmm. We have one at Bull Shoals White River State Park. There's a couple little places.
Yeah, see, I didn't know about those, so I'm gonna have to stop on by and check those out.
Well, they're by the spring. We have that's probably the biggest
okay,
one. There's
okay.
other little places
right.
as well, but that's the biggest
okay.
thing. And I was driving through there a couple months ago just because.
Yep.
And there was a couple getting married under our arch.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. Fantastic.
Then we have at Memorial Gardens, which is in front of the Presbyterian Church where we have our meetings. We mm-hmm. maintain those gardens as well.
Yep.
And, of course, in front of the Education Building at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
It's probably the ones people have seen the most.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the library is where I'm thinking they've seen the most.
Yeah, the Pollinator Garden's new, though. That's
yes.
only been there a year. Okay.
But it's just amazing to me, the people that I've seen going in and out of the library. Going over there, I'm usually there about once a month, and the people that stop and admire that over there.
Well, it's nice.
It is so cool to see that, and I wanted to make sure to bring that up with you. The other day we were in there, and there was like a half a dozen couples that were out there just talking about it, and one went back to their car and got their camera to take pictures of it. So,
well, I'll be sure and tell Jane and Fritz Druff about that.
It is very cool that you have that on display there, but to have some folks through the community see that and take notice of that, that's pretty special to me.
No, it's very special. Okay, when people say they notice something we've done, it's mm-hmm. nice to have those comments passed along. There's a lot of people putting some good time in
yes.
on those projects,
yep.
okay? And they do it because they love what they're doing, but it's nice to know somebody notices,
yes.
to be sure.
Well, I wanted to make sure to pass that along to you.
Appreciate
so
that.
We need to take a quick little break. We're just a little past the time we're supposed to do this, so we're going to right now click the button here and talk to the folks that pay the bills. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast on all three Mountain Home Radio stations, KJMT 97.1, KCMC 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. I'll be back with Seal right after this. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Seal Gusecki, Master Gardeners, here in the studio with us this morning. And well, I got about 3.5 minutes to wrap things all up here, put a bow on everything this morning. It's always great to have you in the studio, but I know there's a few things we haven't gotten to.
Well, thank you. We want to talk and invite everyone to our meetings. We've got a nice
yep.
one coming up on October 11th, a Thursday.
Okay.
They're at the First Presbyterian Church across from Cooper Park
right.
from 1 to 3 o'clock. And our speaker the first hour is Tina Marie Wilcox,
uh-huh.
okay? She's going to be talking about herbal vinegars, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, Tina is the head gardener and herbalist at the Ozark Folk Center down in Mountain
View. Yes, she
View.
Is. We hear about her on a regular basis on our Tuesday morning visits.
Well, there you go. She coordinates all the annual herb events and facilitates the production of all their herb seeds and plants for the park, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She writes a weekly urban garden column entitled Yarb Tales, which is published by the Stone County Leader,
mm-hmm.
and it can be found at www.ozarkfolkcenter.com.
Yep.
She's an entertaining speaker, kind of a folksy person, mm-hmm. okay? So you're welcome to come join us for it. There's
okay.
no obligation. We're not going to charge you dues. We're going to let you eat some of the goodies we have, okay?
All right.
And like we talked about work hours before, the people that do all the baking and stuff for the
mm-hmm.
meetings, okay, those are all work hours too.
All
so
right.
It's easy.
Yep.
We have a meeting November 8th. Again, same place, same time, 1 to 3 at the Presbyterian
mm-hmm.
Church. We're going to have Matt Anderson. He's a forest fish and wildlife biologist, and he's going to talk all about bats and bat friendly procedures for your garden.
Fantastic,
okay?
Yes.
Now, you're probably wondering, why do I want to know bats? That's why you got to come.
Well, and bats serve such a great purpose overall. I know they've gotten a bad reputation over time. I would kill to have a dozen bats around the house.
Well, there you go. But come and you know, you learn a lot. It's something you probably
yes.
haven't heard about before, so do come and
okay.
do it. And I think Tina Marie, if you were going to come to one or the other,
yes.
Tina Marie is just so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, pay attention to the website. We're starting to make plans for our seminar. Next year, our seminar, the date has been moved. We're usually our second weekend in March.
Uh-huh.
We are moving it to March 23rd.
Okay.
We're going to be kicking that off as part of our 25th anniversary celebration. We have been in, as
wow.
of next year, October, we will have been in Baxter County for 25
okay.
years. We're lining up some great speakers. Pay attention. We'll have an announcement next month on our main featured speaker.
Okay.
But pay attention to the website. I think this year that the tickets are going to go quickly, so
yes.
pay attention to that.
And that website is?
www.baxtercountymg.com.
Okay.
Okay, so please pay attention there. There's other good things on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some things that you can do and make yourself. There's recipes. There's our newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter on there,
yep.
and you'll be you'll get all the information quickly.
Real quickly, we've got about 20 seconds left. They can find you on the website. Can they get a hold of anybody for some more information?
Yes, they can call the extension office at 425-2335.
Okay, and they'll get you the information on the classes you've got coming up here for the Master Gardeners.
Right.
And just some general information. information, and they'll also be able to put you in touch with the Master Gardeners to answer any questions they might
Absolutely.
Be able to.
Absolutely. That's the number to call where you'll get somebody. Okay?
Fantastic. Seal, it is always so much fun to have you in the studio.
Thank
I
you.
do miss Tommy. I understand he is grandbaby sitting, and nothing better than that. So
that's his first one.
That's his first one. That's fantastic. So we'll give him a hard time about that when and if he does return to the studio.
Yes, he will.
Good and enough. Seal Gusecki going to wrap things up with us here from the Master Gardeners. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here this morning. Back tomorrow, I'll have a couple of guests in here, including Dr. Charles Osgood. I'm going to head out of here for now. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.